1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
That is Fireman Jim's theme. It's been so long since we've had to roll it here on the show.
It has.
And baseball is really just starting today.
I'll say this. I think baseball is still on really, really shaky ground. But First I want to read this. Fireman Jim is brought to you by Milwaukee Milkmen. Professional baseball is back. You can visit MilwaukeeMilkmen.com. Get your tickets there. Fireman Jim.
Back.
I'm not alone in this either because Ryan Braun, I got a Bleacher Report flash on my phone. Said yesterday, and let me just pull it up here.
Ooh.
Get the facts correct, because you know how we are sticklers for facts.
Here it came
at 3:23 yesterday afternoon. Braun skeptical of MLB season. Ryan Braun, in quotes here, isn't quite sure the 2020 season will be played amid corona or COVID-19.
Yeah,
so there you go.
I'm kind of with that thought process right now. I mean, another player dumped out yesterday. I guess the next few weeks will be the tell-all.
Well, they got to find a place for the Astros to play right now, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't even want them in Houston because the corona outbreak is so gigantic.
Yeah, Texas, Florida. I mean, taken off. Who knows who's next? It's a wait and see thing. I mean, you know, we all want the baseball to happen, but as of now, it is. So we're moving forward.
Okay. You know, let's proceed like
spring training is here.
Right. And the day one of spring training is coming up on.
Well, they were saying today, I mean, players are reporting they're around. I haven't even heard of if they're doing their training at Miller Park or at the Chinook facility or somewhere around the southeast area.
Yeah, out of Capco Field.
Yeah. Because they shut down operations.
That.
Yeah. So they're not playing ball. Minor league shut down. You heard that there's no minor league baseball going to be played this year at all. So that's done. So they don't have a schedule out yet. July 23rd, 24th, they're saying that week. And there's a lot of questions right now, but they're saying it's moving forward. The game's going to happen.
All right. So we're going to get this pseudo spring training.
Yes. And then a 60-game schedule.
Let's not call it spring training because it's definitely not spring
July
anymore.
July 1st.
Preseason training.
Yes.
I was going to call it prep training.
Right.
Yeah. We're just going to prep for a couple of weeks, you know, toss the old ball around, take a few hacks at the plate,
yep.
You know, shag some fly balls.
Correct.
Do a little running, and then we'll see. You know, we'll get the season started.
3 weeks.
All right. So 3 weeks. How long is spring training usually?
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
And when you start the season coming out of spring training, pitchers are limited to maybe, you know, you don't let a guy go 8-9 innings.
But they've got a lot more work than they're going to get now. I mean, I'm guessing most of these guys are professionals and they've been doing their workouts at home and in facilities around their home areas.
But there's a difference between working out and being in a game.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, for sure. And if they're in shape, you're going to, I mean, the way the Brewers run their squad anyways, they're not going to pitch a lot of innings, especially early on. You know, a 60-game schedule. You know, their rosters are expanded early on. They get a 30-man roster for the first 2 weeks, and they could have done a 28 and then down to 26 eventually. They're going to have taxi squads with no minor league baseball going on. So they're going to have a lot of leeway with the injury list, with the illness list. You're going to have unlimited people on the, I guess it's like an illness list. You know,
that was one of the things I was wondering about. I said, So how big can you go out with calling guys up this year, because there was always the limit on, you know, up and down so many times.
There's a 60-man player pool where you have a 45-man roster, and then there's going to be 15 guys that are on there, like a taxi squad. So if you, you know, show signs of COVID, they can send you on this injury list or illness list. You can put 3, 4, 5 guys on it. Won't count against you. Injury list will be handled the same way it's always been, with a 10-day DL, 15-day DL. So there's going to be a lot of leeway. You know, trading deadline's not till August 31st now. So you're going to see a lot of things. The Brewers, I hear, are going to send their 15-man taxi squad to maybe Appleton to work out and stay there because there's no minor league baseball going on there.
So they get their work in up in Appleton.
Correct. Right. So, you know, we got a huge squad right now reporting. You know, the Brewers, a lot of off-season moves. You know, a lot of the names that we forgot about that they're going to be trying out these different positions. You know, their outfield's pretty much set, but there's going to be some new faces there.
Who's the opening day pitcher? Woodruff?
Yeah.
He's our ace right now.
Yeah. Then you got Adrian Hauser from last year. Okay. He came on strong. We signed Brett Anderson. I think he was in the A's organization a couple years. Then we got the Korean player, Josh Lindblom. He was the Eric Thames of pitching in Korea the last couple years. He was MVP two straight years, pitcher of the year. So he's going to be in the starting four. And then, the fifth starter is going to be a couple of different guys trying out. And then, you got Josh Hader in the bullpen anchoring that. And Corey Knebel coming back. So he could play a role. He might close, and they might, put Hader back in that role of, the big situation. So pitching staff is right now, they got a lot of names on it.
Jeffress is gone?
Yeah,
he's gone. Where did he go?
Didn't he end up with the Cubs last year? Eventually they cut him, and then the Cubs picked him up.
I feel like it's been 5 years since I've seen a baseball game, so I'm really in the dark here. Seriously.
No, really. And then the Cubs, I think, picked him up, and I don't know how much he played for him, but I haven't looked at the Cubs roster this year. All these teams, there's so much movement going on.
Here's what I know now after baseball being on hold for this long. I just learned stuff by watching games and listening to BA and Rock Talk.
Yeah.
During the game as to who was where and who was doing what.
A lot of people aren't even watching SportsCenter anymore. They're not watching the sport. Now they're starting to ramp up as sports opens up in the country. Now the baseball's coming, basketball's coming. People are starting to soak it all in again, but you don't realize how many different moves have been made out there. And then
there's all these shutdowns, too, though. So how far along is this going to get before?
Let's start and find out. That's what I say.
Yeah. Right. You're right. It could all of a sudden come crashing down.
There could be some false starts. There could be some.
Can there be false starts in professional sports where they say, "Oh, we're going to shut down again for 3 weeks"? I think if they shut it down,
well,
then they're done. But that doesn't mean they won't try to get things cooked up again.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for discussion. I know they want to make some money. I know the players want to get paid. The owners want to get paid. So,
how long has basketball been shut down? And they're
right
bringing that back.
Right, exactly. So, it's going to be weird with no fans in the stands. I think the A's yesterday came up with have you watched any Korean League baseball games?
I have. I've had it on.
You've seen the stuff.
And you know what? When I was watching the Fireman Jim, I realized how much time I missed watching baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, it's a couple of good pickups at third and short. And I thought, that's a good pick and throw.
Did you watch the production value of the game itself with no fans?
Sound was down. Usually it's on in here.
Yeah. Okay, so you saw sometimes they had stuffed animals in the seats, so they had cardboard cutouts. The A's just came up with this, and it's not a bad idea, I guess. They're going to, as a fan, you can buy your own cardboard cutout, and they'll put it in the stands. And all the money they make off of this will go to a charity.
What's it cost?
But they can get a life-size Bob cutout. You can go, I want to be on the first base side, and when they pan the crowd.
Come on.
The money goes to charity.
What?
It looks.
Come on, have a little fun.
Hey, I was in the filming of Major League, and we filmed that movie. There's tons of cardboard cutouts from the faraway shots. You couldn't tell. Watch that. You can tell now.
Are you in the movie at all? Because we know another friend of ours, Brad Weber, was all over that movie.
Did you get in on Mr. 3000?
I was on the Houston Astros in Mr. 3000.
Okay.
Yeah, I was filmed for 2 weeks. I got paid big money for that.
We were offered a spot in Mr. 3000.
Yeah.
Because Brad was in Major League, and then he called us, and he was part of the production team over at Miller Park, and he called and said, "Hey, do you want to be in this scene in Mr. 3000?" And he said, "No, it's probably going to take all day. It's probably going to be an 11 or 12 hour day." And it was going to be we were going to be sitting in the dugout. This is what was offered to us behind Angela Bassett.
Ooh, okay.
For the scene that they were shooting with her.
Sure.
And he said, "Now, if you have to stay for the whole thing. Right. You can't leave like at 6 o'clock. You have to wait till
continuity.
We need you, so we're going to need you behind her for the whole scene." And he said, "It's going to be 11 or 12 hours, probably.
No lie."
And we went, I'm out. Nah.
Do you get paid? Would you get paid for it?
I don't think so. No, I think it was just, do you want to be in the movie? Yeah.
A guy who lived down the street from me was in it.
In Mr. 3000?
See him clearly in the dugout, yeah.
I think I made $1,500 a week. But the shooting was 5 p.m.
In Mr. 3000, you got paid.
Yeah, 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. You were there 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., but it's all union, so you were done after 12 hours. But you got the lunch spread at like midnight, 1 in the morning was incredible.
Really? You go for the food?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, they had
Did we miss it, Fireman Jim? Should we have done
steaks,
it?
Their chefs.
Who was catering
pasta.
It?
They had Hollywood Cater.
Really?
On campus.
So they made it in Los Angeles and flew it here?
Yeah. I don't know. They trucked it in. They got it here. And
what's with the price of movies?
Seriously.
And for much
in
more.
The clubhouse, I mean, they had snacks galore. I mean, they had your usual seeds and candies, but they had ice cream bars. It was just like, what? This is pretty cool. Yep.
So you were an Astro.
I was a Houston
did
Astro.
Did they put a bib on you or anything when you ate so that you didn't get barbecue sauce?
They wouldn't let me go to makeup. You know, no, makeup.
Wait, you and Doug Henry?
Doug Henry from the Brewers. Yeah. He was on the Astros too, yeah.
So you were the two Astros?
No, there's a full team. The Astros are probably besides the Brewers were the team that were in the
What the position most. Did you play?
Bench. I was bench. And I had to protect... Now, who's the star of that movie? I forgot his name. Bernie Mac, they were filming close-ups where he had to, like square down a bunt, but I had to protect the camera in case he bunted one foul side, and my glove down there is like 5 feet from... Because of lefty. They need a lefty.
I got this. I can do this.
No, I wanted to get on the field. No, I was on the bench in the dugout. Yep.
That it?
I'm a star.
You are.
Big star. That is. You are.
Hey, you're Mr. 3000.
Mr. 3000.
But are we bigger stars for turning it down?
Yes, you're more high demand now. More high demand.
Yeah.
Still have my Astros baseball card.
Now, I'll tell you this. The phone hasn't... every time I've answered my phone since then, it hasn't been to be in a movie.
Nope. And I'm glad I'm not going to wear any Astros gear this year. I mean, the Astros are kind of lucking out in a way with the no fans and no... I mean, it's almost forgotten, isn't it?
You don't forget. No. It's baseball, you never forget.
Well, 2021.
Come on.
Well,
you know this. Guys get thrown at 10 years later when they're not even.
Right.
You know,
the Vendettas.
Different teams.
That is true.
Yeah.
You think it's going to happen?
To the Astros?
Yeah.
If it doesn't, I'm going to be furious.
People out there who have certainly not forgotten.
What about the Yankees and the Red Sox? Now they're getting brought up in it. But not as much as
Nothing's
the Astros.
Nothing's been proven. The Astros are the flashpoint. They're really the center.
All right,
of
so
this.
You're saying it's going to happen.
Because Brewers came up, too. I mean, every team came up in the discussion. Yeah. Who else cheats? The Brewers, the Yankees, the Red Sox. Yeah, but you got caught.
Yeah, the Brewers got accused by La Russa several times of being cheaters. La Russa. Yeah. Surprise there, right? Big surprise.
Right.
No surprise.
Right.
So with the Brewers,
he managed the two biggest pains in our ass, the White Sox and the Cardinals.
Yes.
And he was unhappy with what was going on in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Is he the first to be a pain in the ass in two different leagues?
Yeah. And
who else would it be?
Oakland A's, too.
Yeah. Oakland, too.
Yeah,
but
the World Series teams. Yeah.
Yeah, but Oakland, we didn't see them much, you know.
For the American League, we saw them.
Yeah, but they're out west. We had a road trip out there.
Lose with the White Sox, and of course, the Cardinals. Big pain in the ass. You know, with the 60-game schedule, the Brewers. Their best 60 games are usually in the last 2 years have been the end of the year. They dominate in late August and September. That's where they've come back and made their runs.
Let's see, how does this work? They're only playing 60 games, so it's really their first, second, third, and so on games of the year.
If you go back in the last 10 years, and maybe you've done this already, or you look at the 60-game stretch, after that first 60 games, who was in first, who had made in the playoffs, who would be the MVP? It's usually night and day almost between who actually made it by the end of the year.
So or will it just mean that they'll play their best games the last 20 games of the year?
I'm hoping. I'm hoping they get that run for 60.
You could have dug such a hole by that point that it doesn't even matter.
In a schedule like this, you have a bad stretch of 10 games.
10? 5?
Yeah. Right. It's a third, almost a third less, or two-thirds, I should say.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a lot less ball games.
Which
I think makes it really exciting because every game is gigantic. You thought they were because the rule in baseball is win today, worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow when you're burning up your bullpen and all that.
Everyone loves this, and we just go at 60 games from now on, starting in July.
That's not going to happen. Not enough revenue.
I know.
But there could be some changes. I mean, like the DH is going to be implemented. Yeah. Will that carry into 21? I think that will. I mean, I think it's time for it. I've always been a pitcher, hitter kind of guy, but these guys make so much money now, and they're so specialized from high school, from middle school, where these pitchers are just pitching. They're not hitting. They don't want to get hurt.
I'm so anti-DH because I just think that managing a game now is what got much easier.
Well, to a point now, the lefty specialists are done, right? Because now you got to face three batters.
Can you ever just agree with me, Jim? Please.
It's tough.
Please.
It's
not his job to agree with you.
It's my job to educate
you. My last hope of playing in the big leagues of being a lefty specialist facing one guy and coming out like Orozco did. That's gone. All right. You got to face three guys minimum or
so now you got to figure out who you're going to keep on the roster.
Correct.
Okay, so you got to think maybe further down the road as the manager.
Yep.
Okay.
What about the California rule implemented this year, which I hate?
California rule is?
That's that with an extra innings.
Oh,
Runner on second.
What about a pitcher having to face how many batters before you can take him out?
Three.
What?
Yeah. So I mean,
that's
no more
insane.
Specialists.
I know.
Or at the end of an inning. So you can come in for, I think you can come in for one if there's two outs and you get that last out. You don't have to come out the next inning. I'm going to check that out, but I'm pretty sure that's another rule. So you're going to see some different rules.
Well, that actually, getting back to the manager, that changes how you manage the game. Because if you have a guy coming in relief, well, you don't have to worry about, well, he's coming up this inning too.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Playoffs
are run the same. Three division winners, two wild cards. You know, that's going to all be the same. But, it'll be rosters throughout the year. It'll be interesting to watch to see what happens.
All right. We're getting late here, and you can hang around. I'm sure Tim will pick this up. Look at the division, our division.
Yeah.
Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, Reds,
Reds
Pirates.
Are going to make a run this year.
Why do you think they won't?
Well, they will. I mean, they will.
They added a ton of talent.
Does the 60-game schedule help or hurt? It helps a lot of the teams that are not good, that on paper aren't good because they go on that streak, and all of a sudden, the Pirates, they could, who knows, but... Our division's tough, as usual. And then we play the AL Central, which, the Twins always give us fits. You know, they got the Indians. The Tigers are up and coming, so.
I don't mind being in a tough division.
No.
I don't want to be in a division where it's like, God, it's such a horrible division.
No, I agree. We have good rivalries with the Cardinals and the, what are they down south again? The Cubs. So it'll be a good season.
I'm sorry that it took a pandemic to make this happen, but there won't be any Cubs fans at Miller Park this year.
Nope, there'll be no fans at Miller Park, but there'll be fans at Franklin Field because we start this weekend.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk
Milkman,
about
professional base. We had our two scrimmages on Sunday and Monday. Actually, Brandon Phillips was playing for the other team, the ex Cincinnati Red Star. So with minor leagues being shut down and the draft going from 40 rounds to 5 rounds, you're going to see some stud ball players in the American Association. It's the only professional game with live fans right now.
I feel kind of stupid here, but can I go to a Milkman game?
This weekend, yeah. MilwaukeeMilkman.com.
Are you limiting it?
Limited capacity. We're going to 35% capacity, so from 4,000 fans to about 1,500 to start out.
Can I get a hot dog?
You can get a hot dog. You can get a beer.
Got the food trucks tomorrow night.
Food trucks tomorrow night. Yeah,
I mean, that's at the Umbrella Bar.
That's the Umbrella
Bar.
The drive-in theaters fully running at the complex too. We got an all baseball movie weekend to celebrate the return of baseball.
Mr. 3000.
You don't know something? No.
Starring Fireman Jim.
Starring Fireman Jim. Dang it. I'm getting that movie.
You should.
You know, he wants me to start picking the movies out with the owner. He's like, why don't you pick out the movies? So I'm like, ooh.
Why are we showing Mr. 3000 for the sixth week in a row
Warriors,
here at The Rock?
I do the Warriors probably once a week, for my late night movie, because that's got the baseball Furies in it.
Okay.
All right. Another great street toughs.
So you're up and running at The Rock.
Up and running. Starting this, everything's going on. Opening day is Friday, and come see some baseball live.
Yeah,
and
you've got
the
Jones
Brewers starting. Their schedule should be out in a couple days, so we'll excited to see if they're starting at home on the road. We'll see.
Gosh, Fireman Jim.
I'm back.
Yeah, lots of exciting things.
July 1st, I'm
you ever notice
here.
When Fireman Jim shows up, Ryan, exciting things
really
happen?
Does.
How it works.